Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, September 6th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, as part of its September Glow Time event on Monday, Apple will update all of its Apple Watch models, including the low-end Apple Watch SE, the mainstream Apple Watch Series 10, and the high-end Apple Watch Ultra 3. While much of the attention will be on the Series 10's redesigned, thinner case and larger display, Bloomberg today reports that the other major feature for the Apple Watch Series 10 and Ultra 3 will be sleep apnea detection. Sleep apnea detection for the Apple Watch has been rumored to be in development for a while, but it wasn't clear whether Apple was ready to release the feature this year. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, however, now confidently reports that it will make the cut, probably as a headline feature for both the Series 10 and Ultra 3. The watch would be able to detect whether a user has sleep apnea, and then recommend them consult with a doctor for more assistance. This is similar to how the watch can already prompt the user with alerts about irregular heart rate, low blood oxygen, and other health conditions. All of those features focus on the Apple Watch giving the user an alert preemptively, then telling them to go to the doctor for more specific information. Gurman does, however, say that while Apple is set to announce the Apple Watch Series 10 and Ultra 3 with sleep apnea detection on Monday, the feature might not actually be available immediately when the new products go on sale. Even though the new hardware is included with the new watches, the enabling of the functionality would come as part of a future watchOS software update, suggesting Apple is still doing last-minute work on this feature. Bloomberg has also reported on Apple's work on high blood pressure detection features for the Apple Watch, which were previously rumored to launch as early as 2024. Today's Bloomberg report, however, says that this feature continues to be delayed and will not be ready for the Apple Watch Series 10 cycle. In other news today, just like Apple did in 2022, many other PC makers are trying to switch from Intel processors to ARM chips to improve performance and energy efficiency. But while this transition has been smooth on Apple's side, things have been more complicated for Windows users. In particular, those who are now using ARM PCs have been complaining about incompatibility issues with popular games. A story from the Wall Street Journal says that Windows PCs powered by Qualcomm ARM chips are incompatible with a lot of games currently available for the platform. The report says that this problem is widespread and affects titles such as League of Legends and Fortnite. Analysts cited in the report say that gamers account for around 15% of laptop users worldwide, moving tens of billions of dollars in business each year. And in comparison to the Mac, Windows has always been known for being a more open platform for games, but the move from x86 to ARM could change that. Similar to macOS, the ARM version of Windows has a technology that translates x86 software to ARM so that users can run apps and games that haven't yet been updated to run natively on the new architecture. However, this technology not only runs apps with reduced performance, but has also been causing bugs and glitches, particularly for games. For instance, the report says that bugs in this software are causing issues to the code meant to prevent cheating in games. This code has become essential for online gaming, so even if the game itself can be translated to run on ARM, the anti-cheating software is incompatible. Qualcomm, which is behind the ARM chips powering the latest Windows PCs, says it's working with game developers to ensure better compatibility, but embracing the small number of ARM PC users doesn't seem to be a priority at the moment. So right now, with the Apple Silicon transition going smoother than the ARM transition for Windows, Apple does theoretically have a chance to capture more gaming market for the Mac, but whether it's able to take advantage of that remains to be seen. We are supported this week by 9 to 5 Mac Daily members. You can subscribe to 9 to 5 Mac Daily Plus for $5 a month or $50 a year to get ad-free versions of every episode. Your direct support also helps us keep making 9 to 5 Mac Daily every week to bring you every day's Apple news in 5 to 10 minutes. You can also subscribe to 9 to 5 Mac Pro for $8 a month or $80 a year for access to 9 to 5 Mac Daily Plus and 9 to 5 Mac Happy Hour Plus. Just go to 9to5mac.com/join for all of the details. Rounding out today, we have some last-minute rumors about the iPhone 16 Pro camera upgrades. 9 to 5 Mac has heard more details about what changes with the new camera hardware, including updates to 4K video. Reliable sources familiar with the matter have shown us evidence of what's new in the iPhone 16 Pro camera, corroborating other reports that one of the headlining changes will be a new 48-megapixel ultra-wide sensor. The camera system will also be exactly the same between the 16 Pro and Pro Max. So this means both the Pro phones will have the same tetraprism lens for 5x optical zoom. When it comes to videos, our sources say that the iPhone 16 Pro will shoot videos in 4K resolution at 120 frames per second. Currently, the iPhone 15 is limited to 4K at 60 frames per second. When connected to external storage, users will also now be able to shoot ProRes 4K footage at 120 frames per second, and Apple is upgrading its Quick Take video feature from 1080p to 4K. We've also seen evidence that Apple has tested 8K video filming with the iPhone 16 Pro. Since an 8K image is around 35 megapixels, both the wide and ultra-wide lenses will have enough resolution to shoot 8K video, but it's unclear whether Apple has decided to enable this feature on the production devices, especially as the zoom lens would still be limited to 4K. Other tidbits include support for the new JPEG XL format for capturing lossy and lossless photos, the ability to pause and resume video recording in the camera app, as well as new features for the removal of wind noise for videos, new photographic styles with better machine learning, and a new mode for capturing spatial photos that can be viewed in 3D on Apple Vision Pro. And finally, the camera button is expected to be a big change on the iPhone 16 Pro, and our sources say that the capture button will also be able to work with third-party camera apps in addition to Apple's own camera app. Apple's It's Glow Time event is set for Monday, September 9th at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and we will, of course, have a full breakdown of all of the news next week on 9to5 Mac Daily. You can keep up with all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com, find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5Mac.com/join, follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back on Monday for a full week of Glow Time news.